possibly that type of performance every week.
This team seems tough to beat if you can put all those things together in one game.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. I think everybody in here feel that way, but, you know, they still got to go out and play. You know, we're going to continue to work day by day and, you know, see what happens.
You know, looking at this Cowboys team, they've had some of the same problems you guys have. You've been able to overcome them. What's the difference between these two?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I can't tell you. You know, the ball has been going the wrong way for them. You know, that's what I watch. Those guys are very talented.
Everybody says it, but they're 1-7.
Yeah, they won in 7.
They had some injuries. You guys have had injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are, you know, 6-3, one of the elites in the NFC. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. They had a couple injuries, too. But it just seems like guys have just kind of...
It's the NFL, man. It's the NFL, man. I mean, you know, everything don't go as planned. You know, people talk about things, just like you said, those guys, championship contender. People talking about us being a championship contender. When we was 3-3, people probably thought we wasn't a championship contender anymore. But, you know, it just goes week to week, man. Dallas may come out in the second half and win about 3 or 4 games straight, then it's all going to change, you know. So, you know, those guys have pride in that room, and I'm sure they're going to come out and continue to fight.
You are so probably not going to win 4 or 5 straight, but still, for you guys, this has got to be a nice note to roll into your bye week.
Oh, yeah, you always want to go into the bye with a win. It's just something that you want to do at all times. Chance for to get people healthy. And just come out and get mentally ready to come out and make a run for the second half of the season.
Some of the guys are saying this is probably the most complete game you guys have played, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, pretty much every game this year.
I think so. Like I said, that's one thing that you always talk about as a player or coach. Come out and play, you know, 60 minutes, you know, complete football. Everybody is chipping in and doing their job. And, you know, week after week you come in and you got a lot of mistakes and you're not getting that complete game, you may be winning. But, I mean, I think it just shows what happens when you put that complete game together. And now it's just something that you just take day to day, and hopefully you can do it every week and try to make it consistent.
Nice to be able to let the offense take a little of that load off you guys. You know, they were able to keep the ball for, you know, kind of like you've been on the opposite side for a while. It's nice to get a little breather.
Yeah, I mean, the offense did great. And, you know, we knew they can do that all along. You know, in the meantime, you know, we had to do what we had to do to stay in the game, you know, help the offense out. And we know it's going to be a time to where it was going to help us out. It's a team game, so that's the way we treat it. We're playing great, I guess. I mean, we're doing well, man. Nothing, can't take away nothing from the defense, man. We're doing great. You know, still got some guys injured, but, you know, the way guys are playing, you know, it really doesn't matter. Just give the guys time to get healthy, and that's what we need. We're doing great.